From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. More than 22,000 people in Alabama have been hospitalized with COVID-19. For some, it's not a short stay. 38-year-old Victor Perea of Homewood has been fighting the virus for almost 3 months at UAB Hospital. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen spoke with his wife.
Magali Cordova says her husband Victor didn't have any pre-existing conditions. He was healthy.
He was a gym guy, you know, eating healthy, go to the gym every day, and really careful about this virus.
Victor had recently gotten a new job installing IT systems. In early September, a coworker tested positive for COVID-19. Victor got tested too and found out he also had the virus. Cordova says initially he didn't have any symptoms.
The second day, he started with a little bit of coughing and fever, but just a little.
A few days later, Victor developed shortness of breath. He had bad headaches and he lost his sense of taste and smell. They went to an urgent care clinic, but Victor didn't improve. A few days later, he went to UAB Hospital. Cordova couldn't go with him as a visitor, but she waited for an update.
He called me and he said, like, hey, I'm going to stay 2 days. And I was like, okay, yeah, 2 days. Yeah, it's only going to be 2 days. Great, so you're going to be better, you know. You're in the hospital now. They know, and they're going to put you oxygen and all stuff.
But Victor stayed much longer than 2 days. About a week after he was admitted, he was placed on a ventilator. After about a month, one of his lungs collapsed. Cordova says some days it seemed like he was getting better, and then everything would change.
They called me one night and they say, maybe he's not going to get to the night. So you can come and say goodbye. He's really bad right now. So I was like losing my mind.
Cordova went to see him. Victor was sedated, but she wanted to talk to him.
I was like, no, I'm going, but I'm going not to say goodbye. I'm going to tell him, like, he needs to be strong, you know?
And it wasn't goodbye. Victor made it through the night, and in the coming days, he continued to get better. He's now in the pulmonary intensive care unit. He has a tracheostomy to help him breathe, and he's lost a lot of strength. But Cordova is finally seeing real improvement.
I went to see him, and for the first time in 2 months, 3 weeks, he say, hi, baby. And I was screaming and crying, and yeah.
It's been nearly 3 months. Cordova doesn't know how much longer Victor will be in the hospital. It'll likely take a long time for him to recover. She wants others to understand how bad it can get.
Some people say, like, oh, no, it's not real, or it's just like a flu. But it's not. This virus is real. It's real, and it's killing people.
It's also been difficult financially. Cordova and Victor have 2 kids, and Victor doesn't have health insurance. They haven't received any medical bills yet, but Cordova expects them to be thousands of dollars. A friend has started a GoFundMe page to help out. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.